it starts off in England in the late 19th century with a young woman who is charged by her father to travel to Chile to discover a life-saving plant. And then we switch to the contemporary strand of the novel. And in modern-day Sydney, another young woman is renovating her grandmother's house. And from behind a cache in the wall, she discovers a large metal box. And in that box is a portfolio of dazzling watercolors and a small bag of seeds and a diary. And so she sets out to discover what it could mean and how it could have got there.
But yes, botanical illustration is one of those beautiful art forms. And I noticed that in your book you mentioned the Lions Gate exhibition at the Botanic Gardens
yes.
in Sydney, which is it's a fabulous show.
Yes, I went there, and in the process of researching the book, that was one of the things I did, and was able to glean an awful lot of information about how a botanical artist works and the tools they use and so on and so forth. And then I also travelled to Kew Gardens in London, where there were a number of exhibitions on of not only botanical illustration, but also diaries and letters written by plant hunters who made these incredible expeditions all around the world to bring back unusual plants.
Well, in the story, we have a girl who goes to Chile, as you said, from the 1870s. Her name is Lizzie. But she's actually very unusual in that she's quite an independent woman for that time, isn't she?
She is. And I wanted the two characters to almost seem as if they'd been born in each other's century. So my contemporary character, Anna, is quite reserved and quite demure and very self-contained, whereas Elizabeth is headstrong and refuses to be bound by the strictures of the time she lived in.
Anna might be more reserved, but she does get out in her shorts and her Blundstones because she's a landscape gardener, isn't she?
Yes. Again, she has that connection to plants, but in a more modern way.
Oh, well, I think it must have been a wonderfully fun book to actually do the research on.
It certainly was. And I really followed a trail of breadcrumbs. The initial inspiration for the story came to me about 4 years ago, and I was walking in the Botanic Gardens in Sydney on a very hot, sultry afternoon, and I'd taken my young daughter for a kind of final mother-daughter day out before she started school. And we were looking for fairies, which is what you do when you've got a 4.5-year-old. And we ended up wandering up to the herb garden. And in the middle of the herb garden is this beautiful bronze, tells the time.
It's a sundial.
A sundial, thank you. And I put my hands on the warm metal, and immediately I was transported to a walled English garden with a similar sundial. And I spent the rest of the afternoon wandering around in a daze thinking, there's a story here. What is the story? Whose story is it? And from then I started researching, and gradually all the elements of the story came together.
But how long did it take you to write it?
I suppose I wrote it over the course of a year, and I might have probably spent about 4 or 5 months researching prior to that, and I continued to research as I was writing. And I was also doing some freelance writing as well, freelance feature writing, and I was editing my second book. So it was mixed in with a lot of other work that I was doing at the same time.
And there's also a website with botanical illustrations on it that people can look up, isn't there?
I've actually got a Pinterest board. Go to Kate Nunn, and it's KayteNunn, on Pinterest. You can see the board, and I use that as a way of gathering some of my research and also as inspiration. There's quite a few gowns and costumes and plants from the time that really helped me in describing things in the book.